Budget debate gets underway in Parliament. Finance Minister announces new revenue measures to earn $13.5 billion. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Each year, the government makes known its plans for economic and social development of the country through the tabling of the national budget. The budget debate got underway in the House of Representatives on March 9. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, who opened the debate, outlined new revenue measures to raise $13.5 billion to finance the 2017-2018 budget. The measures include an increase in the special consumption tax, SCT, on fuel to range from 43 cents to $7.36 per litre, as well as an increase in the SCT on alcoholic beverages from a single rate of $1,120 per litre of pure alcohol to a new rate of $1,230 per litre. The government will also impose general consumption tax, GCT, on group health insurance, and it is expected that this measure will yield approximately $1.88 billion. This new regime will be introduced on April 3, 2017. Other measures include a reduction in the threshold for application of GCT on consumption of residential electricity from 350 kilowatt hours to 150 kilowatt hours per month. This measure will take effect on April 3.
The vast majority of the consumers of electricity residential are within that band of 150 and less. This measure will yield approximately $1.5 billion. There will be an across-the-board increase of 20% on motor vehicle licenses and allied fees. This takes effect March 13, and this will yield $464 million.
Additionally, there will be the reimposition of withholding tax on general insurance premiums paid by Jamaican residents to non-residents at a rate of 15%. This will become effective for the year of assessment ending December 2017. A new property tax regime will be adopted starting April 1. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, informed that as of April 1, property tax liabilities will be based on the adoption of the 2013 valuation rule.
In other words, a valuation was done from 2013, and property taxes have not since then been adjusted to take account of the 2013 valuation. The last adjustment that was done took into account the 2002 valuation. The 2013 valuation is what we are working on now.
He adds that consistent with the government's broader goal of reducing tax rates, the property tax rates will be reduced from the range of 1.5 to 2% to a range of 0.8 to 1.3%.
Under the new regime, 27.1% or 210,512 property owners will actually be paying less property taxes.
And effective April 1, 2017, the personal income tax threshold will be increased from $1 million to $1.5 million.
Under this $1.5 million threshold that this government has instituted, 397,083 persons, almost 400,000 persons of that entire PAYE cohort of taxpayers will now be exempt from paying tax, because they are now completely below the $1.5 million tax threshold.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw. Mr. Shaw says currently there are 469,131 Jamaicans who are on the pay-as-you-earn PAYE tax roll.
This was a promise we made, and we are proud that to be able to deliver on our promise. This reform is aimed at addressing the high tax burden on PAYE workers.
Effective July 1, 2016, the first phase of the personal income tax threshold was increased from $592,800 to $1,272,000. The second phase, which takes effect April 1, 2017, will see the threshold moving to $1,596,000. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.